On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, we're entering the worst recession since the Great Depression of the 1920s and 30s, according to new government figures. We'll hear from the Finance Minister. On-site visits, as well as video and home consultations, are being provided by GPs to nursing homes, according to the Irish Medical Organisation. 34 people have now been arrested for refusing to comply with coronavirus restrictions by Gardaí. Meanwhile, Gardaí and Donegal say there's been a worrying increase in the number of arrests for drink driving and drug driving. They also say they're concerned at the number of people who are driving on the roads at the moment. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15. Good evening. We're entering the worst recession since the Great Depression of the 1930s. That's according to new figures published this evening by the government. The economy is expected to contract by more than 10% this year, with unemployment forecast to reach its highest ever level at 22%. Things will recover to a certain extent in the second half of the year, but the economy will not return to pre-crisis levels until 2022. That forecast is based on the restrictions being in place for 3 months. It gets worse if they last longer. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says there are tough times ahead.
We now expect gross domestic product to contract by around 10.5% this year. We are clearly now in the midst of a severe recession, both domestically and globally.
On-site visits, as well as video and phone consultations, are being provided by GPs to nursing homes. That's the message from the Irish Medical Organisation and the Irish College of General Practitioners. It's in response to reports that some GPs were refusing to attend nursing homes. The chair of the IMO's GP committee, Dr. Dennis McCauley, says it is a challenging situation for doctors.
I think it's a very vulnerable group in the nursing home. You have a group of people who are very vulnerable, and if COVID infection gets into a nursing home, it is a major issue. I think to prevent a nursing home getting infection, you have to have good management systems, but you also have to have a certain amount of luck as well, because the awful thing about COVID is that somebody with COVID who's carrying COVID could be in a nursing home, could be either as a patient or as a carer for a number of days before that infection actually becomes evident.
Well, HICWA has published a checklist for nursing homes to help slow the spread of coronavirus. The watchdog is to start inspecting nursing homes nationwide. Inspectors will have their temperatures taken before entering a facility. They will not enter areas occupied by residents. They will make sure all guidelines are being followed and that PPE is used properly. As expected, this summer's Irish language courses in the Gaeltacht have been cancelled. The decision has been confirmed by the Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht. There are 42 summer colleges, several of them in County Donegal. There have already been calls for support packages for the colleges themselves and for the Minotti, who look after students and are regarded by many as the backbone of the system. Conradh na Gaeilge will meet with Minister for State Sean Kyne tomorrow to discuss the ramifications of the decision. You can read Conradh's full statement on our website, HighlandRadio.com. 34 people have now been arrested for refusing to comply with coronavirus restrictions. Gardaí say these restrictions have been in place for some time and individuals were given a number of warnings before measures were enforced. There's been over 400 other offences recorded that came to the attention of Gardaí at checkpoints or at house parties. Gardaí and Donegal, meanwhile, are expressing concern at an apparent increase in traffic flow across the county, urging people not to let their adherence to COVID-19 restrictions slip. They say checkpoints will continue. With more, here's Niall Colbert.
Gardaí and Donegal are appealing to people to make a renewed effort at adhering to public health measures in an attempt to slow the spread of the virus. They say it is human nature to become complacent as time passes, but are urging people to continue to abide by the measures to help facilitate the reopening of shops and schools and to enable the resumption of family visits. In a statement issued today, Gardaí warned now is not the time for complacency. They are urging people to do a weekly shop and chemist visit and limit their trips to the shop on other days of the week. People are urged to only conduct essential travel and when doing so to limit the amount of people travelling in the car. Garda Niall Maguire told Highland Radio today that checkpoints will continue to be a feature in the coming weeks.
They're continuing throughout the day and the night, and they're going to continue for the foreseeable future. The compliance with the measures has been high, very high to date, and it's very important that complacency does not start to creep in.
Bulgarthy in the county also say there's been a worrying increase in the number of arrests for drink driving and drug driving. Between Tuesday last and today, there were 8 arrests for drink driving and 5 for drug driving across the county, the bulk of them in the Letterkenny district. On today's 9 to noon show, Garthy Noel Maguire warned that checkpoints continue night and day, and he said Garthy are intent on detecting such behaviour.
All that's going on, the old reliable, the drink and drug driving now seems to be consistent. Unfortunately, even though these public health measures are in place and the roads are generally a lot quieter, we have still a worrying number of arrests across the county for the offences of drink and drug driving over the past week. And indeed, since we were here last on Tuesday, we've had 13 arrests for drink and drug driving, 8 arrests for drink driving and 5 for drug driving. And the figures broken down, there was one in Ballyshannon for drink driving, one in Milford for drink driving, 2 drug driving in Buncrana, 2 drink driving and 1 drunken charge, as we call it. I suppose that's drunken charge when somebody's not actually driving the vehicle but still in charge of it. And then there was 3 drug driving and 3 drink driving arrests here in Letterkenny. So yeah, that's it's not good. The guards are out there in force, and fortunately we're detecting a lot of these before maybe they're involved in a tip.
And there was Garthy Niall Maguire there speaking on the 9 to noon show earlier today. The Education Minister, Joe McHugh, will hold a live Q&A event on Instagram this evening. It'll be broadcast via spunout.ie's account from 8pm. Leaving Cert students are being encouraged to email their questions to leavingcert@spunout.ie. And of course, Minister McHugh will also give lengthy interview and answer questions with Greg Hughes on the 9 to noon show on Highland Radio on Friday. So that's Minister McHugh on spunout.ie from 8 o'clock tonight on Instagram. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are continuing their meetings with independent TDs aimed at forming a government. This evening they're meeting with a group of independents to discuss the potential of government formation. With more, here's Sean Defoe.
The process of forming a government is entering an important stage this week. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have released a document spelling out their ambitions for a coalition government, but it hasn't impressed the smaller parties that they want to attract on board, partly because it's vague and uncosted. The Department of Finance is due to publish some economic forecasting in the coming days, and that may give those parties more of an insight into whether the proposed plans are realistic given what's coming down the line. The Social Democrats and Labour are waiting to see the detail of that before giving a more considered response, but sources in both parties are signalling that at the moment they won't be entering government. That leaves the Green Party, which is preparing a response to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil and also wants more detail on climate and housing targets. This evening, the two larger parties will meet rural independents, whose support they may well need on top of any third party. It's still extremely unclear who's going to make up the next government, but it is going to take a lot of talking yet.
Meanwhile, the Sinn Féin president, Mary Lou MacDonald, says it's still possible for her party to lead the next government. The Sinn Féin president is urging the Social Democrats, Labour and Greens not to go into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. She says an alternative is possible and is urging the smaller parties not to be fooled.
We know for sure that this framework document is high on spin and low on detail and substance, and I think that's a fair assessment of it. I think it is simply a political manoeuvre to put pressure on other parties who do actually believe in change and to force them to the table to talk. I really hope that none of the other parties who are genuine and who with us, I believe, can deliver a real government for change, I hope that none of them agree to become the third leg to the stool of the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government, because who on earth believes that actually Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael together will become this government that delivers on things that they don't believe in?
The public services card discriminates against the marginalised, according to the UN. Its special rapporteur on extreme poverty and human rights says the steps required to obtain the card can be a nightmare because of the bureaucracy involved. Philip Alston says the disadvantaged have to jump through a number of hoops to prove their identity, including providing documents which many find hard to access. He sent a letter to the government earlier this month expressing concerns about the PSC and asking for information about its implications. A West Donegal councillor has praised the fire service and local volunteers for their quick response to a gorse fire in Gwydor, which was brought under control last evening. Councillor Micheál Colum-Glasbeg is urging people to be very careful about how they dispose of ash or any other substance that could start a fire. In what was a hard-hitting message on social media recorded at the scene, he hit out in particular at anyone who starts such fires deliberately.
Human services are all here. I'd ask people to be very vigilant. Careful how you throw out your ashes and burning. What I would say to people is, if anybody's at this f***ing about starting fires, pop the f*** on.
Well, Councillor McGlasbeck is urging anyone who notices smoke in rural areas to contact the fire service immediately. He says minutes can make a difference.
It's very, very serious fire, especially right now with the dry weather, and it's great to have the dry weather, but it can spread in a matter of seconds, and that fire up on the hill yesterday. And again, I would ask for people, the minute you see smoke, don't leave it to others to report it. Report it right away. Because funny, when I was coming back from the mountain, because I was up there along with other volunteers, when we were coming back off the mountain, a good number of people started to ring me, and then, you know, I had it up on my Facebook, and then people said, oh, yeah, we saw the fire, all right. But not one of them actually rang it in. And I would ask people, please ring it in, because the longer you leave it, the more damage it can do. And except the fire brigade yesterday, and I can't but praise them men enough. They are second to none. Except them yesterday, that fire could have spread another couple of more minutes. That could have been right across that whole mountain, and it would have been extremely, if not nearly impossible, to keep the fire at bay.
And that was Councillor Micheál Colum-Glasbeg there. A councillor has hit out at those responsible for illegal dumping at a North Inishowen beauty spot just a few kilometres from the recycling centre in Carndonagh. Councillor Albert Doherty says he was contacted by a resident who told him that the dumping at Glengannon on the road to Lough Inn was the worst she's seen in 18 years. The items deposited there included batteries, old televisions and a fridge freezer. Councillor Doherty says the scene was totally unacceptable.
Refuse, household refuse, building refuse, and then batteries and household items like a fridge freezer just abandoned in the middle of a beautiful rural setting. Had they made it another 2 miles, it could have been deposited for free for now at the local recycling centre in Carndonagh. Everybody has a role to play here. Definitely those involved have a significant role and about turn to take aboard. Those in charge of our recycling, and we have tendered it out to Bryson Recycling, our county council, and especially our government and their waste enforcement and the anti-dumping initiative that was initiated last May. We all have a role to play because obviously we're not getting through.
I'm sure you've already been in contact with the council to ensure that the waste enforcement people look very carefully at these items to see what they can do with regards to tracking down those responsible.
Very much so. I've talked with my colleague, first of all, Councillor Gary Doherty, who's the chair of the Environment and Climate Action SPC. They've met once since last May. I've also been on to the director of the environment there and said, you know, we've got to act and respond as a council to this. And if that means offering an amnesty or an invite again for so many days to come and to deposit officially and legally the items that are now being deposited, let's do that. And let's also then have our stick with the carrot. And that means being able to implement the enforcement laws that are either awaited or that's presently in situ.
Councillor Albert Doherty, time on Highland Radio approaching 14 minutes past 5 o'clock. We go to the sports desk and say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. Well, comments last weekend from the Minister for Sport, Simon Harris, regarding mass gatherings spells bad news for Irish sport this year. All action under the jurisdiction of the GAA, the FAA and the IRFU remain suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Harris said it was highly unlikely, but we're going to see very large kinds of mass gatherings this year. The League of Ireland is due to resume in the middle of June, but speaking on the 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes this morning, Finharps manager Ollie Horgan feels there is a lot to be sorted before a ball can be kicked again.
The directive we've been given, albeit 3 weeks ago, is that the league resumes on the 19th of June. That would be on the record. A little bit maybe off the record that has come through that while it'll resume on the 19th of June, in inverted commas, that the games will be played behind closed doors initially. and then eventually allow the supporters come in. But there's a hell of a lot of questions that need to be answered for that to happen. But as of now, that is still the last directive we've been given by the governing powers. There's a hell of a lot to be thrashed out and a hell of a lot of things to go our way for that to happen. We have players that live with their grandparents. You know, I'm looking here at Tommy Harkin, who I spoke to last night, is a member of our management team. Tommy's 84 years of age. To put it that it'll be up and running on the 19th of June, should it be behind closed doors? It's still a massive risk to, you know, the players, the management team, even the referees for that matter. And, you know, it's difficult, yeah, motivation-wise, it's hard to see it, but that's the directive we've been given. And they're still aiming at the 19th of June to be a restart date for the League of Ireland.
Ollie Horgan there. And you can hear more from the Finn Harps manager, along with Martin McHugh and Patsy McGonigal, on the topic of sport in 2020. It's now available to listen back to in the sports section of highlandradio.com. League of Ireland clubs will miss out on thousands of euros of this season's Champions League and Europa League are not finished. UEFA are holding conference calls this week in an attempt to reschedule the rest of the fixtures and finals for its two elite club competitions. Some of the money generated from the two competitions is put towards UEFA's Solidarity Fund, from which the Premier Division clubs here are due to receive €750,000. The return of the Premier League could help society get back to some form of normality after the pandemic. That's the belief of Burnley boss Sean Dyche. All fixtures are currently suspended indefinitely in England. Dyche says even if matches have to be played behind closed doors, the sport's return can offer some escapism to supporters.
If football can kind of play its part in giving something back, because football is a powerful thing, we'd try and look for that, I think, first. Because if we can give something back through the games, even if it is behind closed doors, but it can be beamed out through different media streams, then I think that's got to be a good thing.
Also cross-channel, Sheffield United's players have followed the lead of their manager, Chris Wilder, by agreeing a wage deferral until the end of 2020. Despite the squad being one of the lowest paid in the Premier League, the move will make it easier for the Bramall Lane club to navigate the financial impact of the pandemic. Senior backroom staff and chief executive Stephen Bettis have also agreed to a 10% deferral for the next 6 months. In rugby, the World Anti-Doping Agency will review the full written judgment of James Cronin's one-month ban for an unintentional anti-doping violation. The Munster prop tested positive for two banned substances in November after a Heineken Cup game. The reason for the failed test was put down to a third-party dispensary error by a pharmacy. The Irish Independent reports that as part of what is standard procedure, Cronin's case will be reviewed in full, and it will then be decided if a one-month ban is deemed to be sufficient punishment. Well, Rory Best says the coronavirus crisis could offer Northern Hemisphere nations a chance to road test summer rugby with a view to aligning their seasons with their southern counterparts. The former Ireland captain believes Southern Hemisphere nations' historical dominance at World Cup time is due to unequal preparation time. This might be an opportunity to prove summer rugby could work, Best told the BBC. For the sake of rugby, I think they've got to try and align the two seasons. Finally, in golf, a former Ryder Cup captain, Thomas Bjorn, has been appointed to the European Tour board as a non-executive director. The 49-year-old, who is currently playing in his 25th season in the professional circuit, has been nominated to the position by the Tour's tournament committee. The Dane has 15 titles to his name and led Europe to victory in the Ryder Cup at Le Golf National in Paris in 2018. That's it, Donald. Next sports, as usual, tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Washing. Domestic abuse and rape crisis support services in Donegal are adding their voices to a major new TV, radio and social media advertising campaign to tackle the serious issue of domestic violence. The campaign seeks to reassure victims that services are still here and victims are being prioritised during the COVID-19 emergency. Mary Maguire is spokesperson for the Donegal Women's Centre. She says while COVID-19 brings challenges, services are reconfiguring and finding new and creative ways to help keep women safe. The most important thing, she says, is that they do seek help when necessary.
As women and as mothers, we're very resilient within ourselves and we hold a lot of resources and we're very good at making sure that the families are okay, you know, the house is okay, that everybody else is okay except ourselves. And it's really in times like these that our strengths can almost come against us. So that resilience, that safety net within ourselves is stopping women from reaching out and getting that support. They are just holding on to everything. And we're trying to ensure that women seek support timely, that they don't wait until this is over or it's nearly over, and then we're at crisis point.
People will have seen or heard the adverts on radio and on TV and so on. One of the most striking ones, you just hear a man shout, "Nobody cares." The message you're giving out very much is, oh yes, somebody does.
Absolutely. And that's a very poignant statement to come out with, because we want women to hear, we do care. We are still here. The support services, the crisis intervention services, we are all open and we're very much there to support the woman, no matter what she's going through or what she's feeling or what she's experiencing. And for some women, this is new and they may not know what they are feeling or what is happening. And we are really urging women to reach out, you know, contact the stillhere.ie campaign, just to reach out. We are all still open and all services in Donegal. Both of us are still opened, and there are many supports right around the country that are available as well. So the message is really, you know, that you're not on your own, and if your home isn't safe, you do need to reach out and contact us.
And that was Mary McGuire. Stillhere.ie is the website. There's more details on our website, highlandradio.com. Cuilche and emergency services have had to deal with 32 forest fires since the start of April. The latest occurred in Ballinamore, County Leitrim last night. Officials believe it was started on purpose. Cuilche says unnecessary pressure was put on frontline workers who were diverted away from focusing on the pandemic while battling the blaze. The group's National Estates Risk Manager, Mick Power, says emergency services have been called out to several forest fires across the country in recent weeks.
We've had 32 incidents since the end of March. That's going from Cork to Donegal in different parts of the country. We've had some major problems in the Wicklow side. We've had them in West Cork and Kerry. We've had them in Mayo and we've had them in the Midlands. There's no place that seems to be immune from what's going on. It's just the weather that we're having and the fact that vegetation is dry.
And a man with 151 previous convictions has appeared at Derry Magistrates Court charged with three armed robberies in the city on Saturday last. 31-year-old Keelan Shields, with an address at Woodley Terrace in the city, was charged with the attempted robbery of three different shops in the city centre while armed with a knife. The court was told the defendant is being held in the COVID suite at Musgrave Street Police Station and the case was dealt with in his absence. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
A police officer connected Shields to the charges and opposed bail. He told the court the defendant came to Derry on Thursday last as part of his bail conditions. On April the 18th, he is alleged to have entered the Sunrise 24/7 shop wearing a red hoodie. He produced a knife and demanded money, but left when he was recognised. A short time later, the man is alleged to have entered PJ's newsagents in William Street, where there was a single female working. He again produced the knife and the woman retreated behind a perspective screen that had been erected in the shop. The officer said Shades left when the woman picked up a pair of scissors. He is then alleged to have produced the knife at the nearby central shop in Waterloo Place, but left when an assistant pressed the panic button. The officer said Shades was apprehended nearby and on being arrested claimed he had symptoms of COVID. At interview, the accused said he had no recollection of any of the events. District Judge Peter King refused bail, saying if he granted bail, it would be placing local shopkeepers at risk.
Weather forecast continuing dry and fine this evening. Dry tonight with clear spells in most areas. Some patchy cloud. Lowest temperatures 3 to 7 degrees Celsius with light to moderate east to northeast breezes. Tomorrow Wednesday, again dry and mostly sunny with just some patchy cloud. Highest temperatures 15 to 18 degrees Celsius. Light to moderate east to northeast breezes. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Main stories in brief, and we're entering into the worst recession since the Great Depression of the 1920s and 30s, according to new government figures. The economy is expected to contract by more than 10% this year. Unemployment is forecast to reach its highest ever level at 22%. On-site visits, as well as video and phone consultations, are being provided by GPs to nursing homes. That's the message from the Irish Medical Organisation and the Irish College of General Practitioners. Meanwhile, HICWA has published a checklist for nursing homes to help slow the spread of coronavirus. As expected, this summer's Irish language courses in the Gaeltacht have been cancelled. The decision's been confirmed by the Department of Cultural Heritage and the Gaeltacht. Conaoine na Gaeilge is to meet with Minister of State Sean Kyne tomorrow to discuss the ramifications of the decision. And 30 poor people across the country arrested by Gardaí for not complying with coronavirus restrictions. Next news at 6. Good evening. The eviction notices for this Tuesday evening, the 21st of April. The death has taken place of Albert Allen Farron, 34, New Houses, T. Holland, Monaghan, and formerly of Tieve Brack, Castle Finn, Donegal. Funeral strictly private, please, following government guidelines. A private funeral mass will be said in St. McCartan's Cathedral at 11 o'clock tomorrow. It can be accessed through monaghan-rackwallace.ie. The death has taken place of Conor McGrath, 13, Linkside Park, Strabane. Removal from Quigley's funeral home on Thursday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with current guidelines, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, mcnmedia.melmount-parish. The death has taken place of Bernadette Curran, Carn Bray, Quigley's Point. Funeral mass tomorrow morning in St Columba's Church, Drung. Due to current HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private to family only. And the death has taken place of Robin Hobbs, 5, Strahulter Road, Newton Stewart, formerly of Chepstow, Wales. Removal from Quigley's funeral home, Strabane, tomorrow morning at 11 for Requiem Mass in St Eugene's Church, Glenoch, Newton Stewart, followed by interment in Glenoch Cemetery. In accordance with current guidelines, the house and funeral mass are private to family only, please.